Ticks are on the move. Warmer temperatures could create more places where they can thrive in Indiana and give them more time to feed. All of this could lead to more tick-borne illnesses in the future. But Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, without good data and communication, many of these diseases could go unnoticed.
Michelle Rawlings remembers getting bit by a deer tick about 8 years ago on vacation in Massachusetts.
I had a very stiff neck, and my shoulders hurt. There's pain radiating down my shoulders.
She suspected it might be Lyme disease, but it took numerous doctor visits to get a diagnosis. And then about 3 years ago, Rawlings visited her sister in South Bend and helped in her garden. She then developed swelling in her knee and went to her doctor.
And I said, this looks exactly like Lyme disease. I've had it before, and I've got it back again. And he looked at me and he said, oh no, you can't catch that twice.
Rawlings tested positive for Lyme disease with another doctor after hers wouldn't administer the test. Why don't many doctors know more about tick diseases? Some of it has to do with a lack of information and data. A lot of doctors rely on health departments for guidance. They're often the only way to bridge the gap between doctors and tick researchers. Several universities in Indiana are working to track how ticks and their diseases move across the state. Purdue University researcher Maria Morgia places an American dog tick under a microscope.
And these are the fed ones. This is a much bigger tick.
Watching a tick crawl slowly across a computer screen will make the hair on your neck stand up. The dog tick can carry Rocky Mountain spotted fever. If the disease isn't treated within about 8 days, it could kill you.
So they're all present in Indiana. The Lyme disease tick, the American dog tick, and the Lone Star tick.
And new ticks are moving in. The Gulf Coast tick has been spotted in Indiana, and the Asian longhorn tick could be on its way. But not every doctor knows these ticks are here, and tick-borne diseases can be tricky to diagnose.
If you get bit on your scalp, or if you get bit on the back of your leg, somewhere where you don't see a rash, you could have had a bullseye rash, but you just didn't know that it happened.
Dr. Kimberly Lentz treats people with tick diseases in Zionsville. She says part of the problem is how cases of Lyme are counted. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention requires a positive test and certain symptoms. But Lyme disease doesn't present the same way in each patient. You might have any combination of flu-like symptoms, a bullseye rash, or even some heart and nervous system issues. And the antibody test for the disease can come up with a false positive or a false negative. Dr. Rob Smith directs the Vector-Borne Disease Laboratory at Maine Medical Center. He says if a patient has the right symptoms, the doctor might not test at all.
We just simply treat them for presumed Lyme disease.
For some tick diseases, waiting too long could be deadly. All this means is there's a big lack of data out there. And without data and information, doctors can't make informed decisions for their patients. Last year, Purdue surveyed doctors about their knowledge of ticks and tick-borne diseases. Purdue entomology professor Catherine Hill says they found that doctors knew a lot about how to treat tick illnesses, but not much about ticks themselves, like where each tick lives in the state and what time of year the public is at risk. For example, we know you're more likely to find a tick on you in the summer, but ticks are still active in the colder months. Hill remembers this past October.
I walked the dog at a park, and I have recovered 8 adult deer ticks from the dog.
Hill says Purdue does what it can to get this info out, but she says reaching doctors is a challenge. Michelle Rawlings hopes more doctors will take the time to learn about tick diseases.
Don't make this mistake. If you see someone in your office that has these kinds of symptoms, you should immediately test for Lyme disease and suspect that this could be Lyme disease. I don't want this to happen to anyone else.
The Indiana Department of Health says it's now reviewing the Purdue survey, and if it finds helpful information, it will share it with Indiana health providers. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Find out which ticks live in your county and how to protect yourself on our website.